Hi, everybody. This is Jersey Drozd of the Art and Story Podcast, artandstorypodcast.com. I'm catching up on my emails, and every once in a while I get one from an art and storyer, and I think it's a good question that should be kind of addressed publicly because it's going to bring up resources that I think other art and storyers would find useful. And Shadowingtronics of bwmedia.wordpress.com sent my way was a question about a website called flashbackuniverse.com. And what it is, it's a webcomic site. It's a collection of webcomics that are released. They're published in horizontal format, meant to be read on the screen, but they're also collected in CBR format. And just to catch people up, if you haven't heard of the CBR format, there's a couple. There's CBR and CBZ. It is an archiving format where you can collect a bunch of JPEGs into an archive file, and then you compress it. You can put it on your site. People can download it, and they can read it offline on a comic book viewing program. And I got some resources lined up for the end of this little audio boo about that. But specifically, he was asking about what I thought about horizontal aspect ratio and creating comics specifically to be read online, because in the case of Flashback Universe, they are part of their mission statement is to create comics that are meant to be read online, and I have no problem with that. I think that's fantastic. Another comic that I think of offhand is Matt Munn's Zed Reckoning at zombiegrotto.com. He creates pages that are more fit to be read on the screen. As long as you're designing your page for the reading experience that you intend for your readers, then, and as long as you put as much thought and intentionality into the pages you design, that's terrific. I don't think there's any one format that works best for comics, while I do have my prejudices towards the vertical-oriented magazine-style comic. Now, to go on to the CBR-CBZ jag just real quick, I think that this kind of releasing your comic in that format to be downloaded and read offline is a terrific way to get people to try out your work, because there are a lot of people who use these reading programs. I got the entire 6 issues of The Front at MLATcomics.com. They're all collected in CBZ format. Every issue of Sugary Cereals is available in CBZ format, as well as PDF format, a low-res PDF, and even for the PSP. The problem with these kinds of reading programs, though, is that the screen doesn't really match a traditional magazine-style comic aspect ratio. And so while these readers are neat because they can actually show you the spread, you can look at 2 pages at a time. Unless you got a huge monitor, you're not really going to be able to see the detail that was intended by the artist as well as you could in a print edition. So there are some formatting issues. And so in the case of creating a CBZ comic to be read on the screen, the horizontal aspect ratio probably would serve you better. However, I do think that with zooming and everything, and with the fact that laptops are getting lighter all the time, and you can actually read on the couch with your laptop now, and it's not as clunky as it used to be, I think that there is some merit to that reading experience, especially in the sense of just giving, for the guys like us who create print comics as well as web comics, to like give your readers a chance to try it out before they buy, which works well for me. I get emails from people all the time who purchased The Front trade paperback, and they had full access to the webcomic for years, but they just had to hold it. I think whatever we're consumers, whatever we love, we will consume. So anyway, I'll just throw out some quick resources to comic book readers. The first one is Comical, and that's at comical.sourceforge.net. That's a pretty cool program that you can read the CBZ and CBR formats in. FFView is another one. It's FFView. I would recommend Googling it because it has kind of a long, kind of clunky URL. Comic Book Lover is one I just found out about through MacBreak Weekly. That's at bitcartel.com/comicbooklover. That looks like a very interesting one that I'm meaning to try out. And as far as how to create a CBZ or CBR file, there's tutorials online. But just real quick, how to make a CBZ file. All you do is you take your JPEGs, name them by page number, 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, and so on. Put them in a folder, zip it. Just create a zip archive and change the .zip extension to CBZ, and then upload it to your site and make people know about it, and they can download it and read it in these programs. So anyway, I want to thank Shadowingtronics of bwmedia.wordpress.com for the great question. And if any of you other art storyers have any questions for me to respond on the air, as it were, you can contact me at artandstory@gmail.com. And if it's one for both me and Mark, we'll both respond to it on the Art and Story audio boo feed. So until next time, everybody, thanks a lot for listening. I'm Jersey Drozd of artandstorypodcast.com. Okay, bye.